Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels, Mark chapter 7, verses 36 and 37. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Jesus was by the Sea of Galilee when some people brought a man to him. The man was deaf and could barely speak. His friends begged Jesus to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the deaf man away from the crowd, and he put his fingers in the man's ears, and he spit and touched the man's tongue. And then he looked up to heaven, and with a loud cry, he said, "Be opened." And at once the man could hear and speak plainly. In today's passage, Mark tells us that Jesus commanded the people not to tell anyone about the miracle. Now, why would Jesus do that? Didn't he want his miracles known? Well, the miracles of Jesus were a sign of his deity, but his purpose was to die on a cross for our sin. He wanted people to trust in him for the right reasons. Believing in Jesus as a miracle worker did not save them. Trusting in him as the one who came to die on the cross for their sins did. Here's an important question. Do you trust in Jesus for what you want him to do for you, or what he has already done for you on the cross? Jesus came to be our Savior. Trusting in him for anything less defeats his purpose. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sin on the cross. That is the greatest gift for all eternity. I trust in you, not to give me what I want, but for giving me what I need at the cross. I pray in your name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. It's prayer@ronmoore.org.